This episode is brought to you by Kensington's newest title by Rebecca Weatherspoon, A Thorn in the Saddle. Set on a Black-owned luxury dude ranch with a fairy tale twist, the third Cowboys of California romance from award-winning author Rebecca Weatherspoon captivates with a modern take on Beauty and the Beast. As a brawny rauncher and a brainy beauty find themselves in a beast of a predicament. Hot-headed ranch owner Jesse Pleasant always felt too big and brutish to fit in. After losing it one too many times, he accepts that he's cursed to be alone. But when a political opportunity comes knocking, Jesse thinks this could be the second chance he needs to prove he can stay cool and give back to his community. The businessman just needs social skills. Meanwhile, former tech consultant Lily Grace LaRue has had it with dudes who think they know best, like Jesse, who is set on keeping her widow dad from dating his grandmother. But as she learns of Jesse's softer side, it becomes clear. Jesse might not be ready to run for office, but he might be ready for love? As sparks fly, they wonder if they are destined for their own happily ever after. You can find A Thorn in a Saddle by Rebecca Weatherspoon wherever books are sold. Find more at kensingtonbooks.com. Did you know that Kinda Dating now has merch? Yep, we collaborated with tpublic.com to create t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, iPhone cases, and so much more. Picking up one of our items is a great way to support the show and grab some swag for yourself. So swing over to tpublic.com or follow the link in the description of this episode to grab yours today. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast where I, your host, Natasha Chandel, and some cool guests break down the dating world and try to figure out, why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is navigating holidays. Let's do this. Hello, friends. I'm Natasha Chandel. You're listening to Kinda Dating. The holidays are around the corner, and you need a plus one to your events, or your family will think you're a lonely singleton is going to die alone. Fret not. That's what holidays are for. We're going to discuss how to get one and how to set some ground rules so you're not experiencing the shitty part of a rom-com. You know, the part where someone catches feelings and they break up on the day of Christmas. Yeah, let's avoid that. How are we going to do it? We're going to tell you. But first, follow us. Are you following us, guys, on social media? We're at Kinda Dating across the board. Aisha is not here, but she's at Aisha Says Dance. I'm at Natasha Chandel on Instagram, Natasha.Chandel on TikTok, Natasha_Chandel on Twitter. Also, please rate and review this podcast wherever you get it and tell your friends. Get them to subscribe. And if you haven't subscribed, what the fuck? No, I trust you. I trust you have. But please tell your friends and get them to subscribe because that's how we grow. We have an awesome second episode here with our favorite guest. Don't tell the others. It's comedian and actor and friend of the podcast, Vinny Fastline. What's up?
What's up, girl? We're back. Dang, two in a row.
I know. I feel like I've missed
you. I feel honored. Thanks for having me back to back.
We love having you on the show.
I love having you. I'm bummed Aisha's not here either, too.
I know. I'm sorry. You just have to deal with me today.
No, it's all right. I'm just, you know, I'm haven't seen her in what a year either. So
I know. She spices things up, though. She's my better half.
Nah, you guys are a cool duo. Solid duo.
We are. So, but you make our third.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So in the last one, you already told us you are now taken off the market.
Yep.
It's over for you.
It's over.
Downhill for me.
Oh, my life is over. Oh, I love that. That's just you saying that in a relationship. Single people are like, God, you're so lucky.
It's true.
Depends, I guess. Yeah, I'm lucky.
Good. But you know, we're talking today about holidays. Did you ever watch the movie Holidays on or Holiday on Netflix?
I did not.
So it's a rom-com about a girl who meets this guy at like the mall or something like that. Of course, he happens to be a gorgeous Australian. And her family is just like, listen, you're always single. What's happening with your life? So she and him make a pact as friends
that he that they're going to be each other's holidays to all the holiday events, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter. So theirs goes through the whole year. And then halfway through, somebody catches feelings, and then the other person's not ready, and then they ended their holiday pact. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they end up together, and it's like a, you know, it's like a fucking rom-com.
Yeah, yeah. Funny you're saying this, and this is the topic. Well, first of all, I believe Holiday, my friend Mary produced it. There's a movie that's coming out.
She did.
Yeah, and there's a movie that's coming out called Love Hard that my two friends wrote and Mary produced. I was in. I was supposed to have a bigger part in it. I was supposed to be in like the first 5 minutes and be one of the silly dates. And I couldn't get to shoot that part because I couldn't get into Canada during the pandemic. So that ripped my heart out of my chest. But thankfully, Mary called me in. I was a bartender in it. They cut most of it out because it's just a bartender. But my buddy Danny and my friend Rebecca both wrote it. It's called Love Hard. It's a similar kind of like holiday. It's coming out Friday, which I guess this episode is after, but November 5th. So yeah. So
where is it on Netflix?
It's gonna be on Netflix. It'll be one of the main movies. I don't know why they didn't bring it out on Christmas. Like they usually bring them around December. So the fact they're bringing it out this early is kind of weird. But it's the same kind of, you know, rom-com holiday thing where you got the, you know, romantic love story during Christmas time.
I know Danny, and I know. Danny is best friends with my friend Corey, who's been on.
Oh,
the podcast.
Corey! I love Corey.
Yeah, and Corey Marsh. Corey and I are close friends. Yeah.
I love that. Corey's
awesome. Been on the podcast too many times.
Nice. Yeah. So that movie's coming out. You guys should all watch it.
Yeah. You guys should. And I think like the first Holiday movie made this concept, I think, a little bit more pop culture-y. Yeah. But I think it's always been around. Have you ever been or had a holiday? Like somebody you just brought to parties or a party as like a date to fill the time?
No. It never worked out that way usually. I always went alone during the holidays. Well, because also I live in LA. All my family's in Pittsburgh and in Ohio and New Jersey. So like every time I go back for the holidays, I got to, you know, fly back there. I see family, bounce around. I'm usually busy. And I only went with somebody that I was dating that was very serious. I never brought somebody back to like stay with my family during Christmas.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah,
I have been people's holiday.
Ooh, go on. Yeah,
I have definitely been, I would say multiple people's over the years, but the big one I think was like the, you know, a loser I was dating who definitely kept bringing, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, like with all of his close family. And, you know, but I also used to feel like people loved, like guys loved bringing me around for the holidays because they like to like, show you off to their parents because parents like love me. But a lot of them, I didn't have like a bad feeling about. It was just sort of like, oh, okay, there's a fun event. I'll go to your cool holiday work Christmas party or whatever at some studio. Like, I don't care. But that one was a shitty one because that person kept telling me it meant more than it did.
Right.
You know? And so I get the concept of holidays. I never really did it. I don't think I brought anyone around, trying to think. But it's just because I kind of preferred not to. I like really owned being single. I never really cared.
I never brought people around during holiday time. I mean, I couldn't. You have to fly. It was different. You have to fly people. You know, you got to fly somewhere because I was in a different part of town and I mean, a different city. And yeah, it was too tough, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to introduce somebody to, I didn't like always introducing somebody to my family that wasn't going to stick around. Like that's another thing. If you, you know, really value your family or your friends, it's embarrassing. I think as you get older and you realize, okay, if I bring this person around, they're not going to be around. And they go, hey, what's going on with so-and-so? Well, it's not happening. If you're an actor, you know this. if you're an actor or an actress and then you do all these auditions, I stopped telling my family and friends I was doing auditions. They're like, oh, how'd that audition go for that sitcom? I didn't hear back. And then 3 days later, hey, have you heard back? I haven't heard back. I didn't get it. All right. Like, and 99% of the time, you don't get it. So you're like, I don't want to tell you. I go, Mom, I'm not going to tell you when I get an audition. I'll tell you when I get something because I don't want to hear you go, what's going on with that audition? I didn't get it, Mom. So it's like, if you bring somebody around, if you bring like, oh yeah, you know, oh, hey, what happened to Jessica? I don't, that didn't work out. Like, it's embarrassing.
No, it's so true. I mean, you know, that's like there are pros and cons, like I said, to everything. And it's funny because sometimes we bring a holiday to ease the pressure of people. You know, there's some people who feel like, oh my God, their family just thinks that they're single all the time. So they just want to bring somebody around to like shut them up. But if you bring somebody around, there's like a new pressure with it because then they're going to do what our families would do, which is, so when are you getting married?
Yeah. totally different to bring them around your friends and family. I think there was a small period right before, like right after my breakup that I was bringing girls that I wasn't as serious, maybe around a little bit more, like, you know, trying that out, like, yeah, whatever. I just, yeah. But I don't think I ever, hey, if you take somebody to see your family or you're like, if you take somebody to, hey, do you want to go to this wedding or something? It's a little bit more serious, I think.
Even like work, what would you think about like a work party, like a holiday to a work party? That mm-hmm. I think maybe is a little bit more acceptable because it feels like there's less stakes.
Well, that's the thing too. I was always a free bird where I was always the one that had to carry, I could carry myself by myself, right? Mm-hmm. So if I was taken on a date to a holiday party, you don't have to worry about me. I could socialize on my own without you. I don't have to like stand there and wait for you to help me. I get exhausted from hosting where I have to go, are you okay? Are you good? Are you guys good? Like trying to fill in these two. I hate that. Trying to like make sure these people are happy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure they're okay. So like, thankfully my girlfriend's social enough to where I never did this, but I brought her to a party for a comedian's birthday where I threw her in the wolves. You know, she had to meet all these people out the gate. And I rarely did that. I just said, I don't get whatever. Like, I don't know. I just did it, which I normally don't do, but she was social enough that it was easy that I didn't have to be like, you know, I don't have to pay attention to you the whole time and make sure you're good.
It's so important. It's so important because otherwise, I mean, obviously in your situation, it was somebody you cared about. But imagine if you're at like a holiday, you brought a holiday and then you just, and you don't particularly care for them. You just needed somebody to come with you to this event. And now you're just having to cater to them the whole night because they can't be social.
Look, I think everything's circumstantial though. Like if you have a work party, and you have a plus one, and maybe you're dating somebody, or maybe somebody's new. You're both looking for something to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have first dates. I mean, does every first date have to be, let's get a drink or a coffee? Not necessarily. Maybe it is nice where you go, hey, look, I know you don't know me, and this is a very weird thing to do. I don't know.
You guys didn't see my face. I was like, wait. First date at a holiday party?
No, not a holiday party.
Unless it's like Easter and they could bust the fuck out. But like,
right,
oh my
right,
God,
right.
It would suck if it's like Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I guess I was trying to think of like I haven't been to like a work holiday party in a while. So like, I'm trying to think of like,
If it's like a party, like a casual party and somebody could leave, I think it's fine.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's what I was.
You're a bit like a club.
Yeah. I don't know. I think.
I think, like I said, it's nice to have somebody there to some of these events, but then it also kind of sucks if like you can't meet somebody new, and this person is just there to like fill a gap.
Yeah, you also got to be if you're meeting somebody new, you got to be able to give them a good amount of time to get to know each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, it should be a place where you can maybe chat or like. I don't know. But I always think doing random shit is the just dive the fuck in. There is no right answer. Nobody ever, nobody knows any, nobody has answers to anything. Like, nobody's done it right. Nobody has. So yeah, who gives a shit? Just fucking go with the flow. You know, if it doesn't work, cool. If it works, great. I mean, I sometimes the best things are when you try random shit and it's spontaneous and you go, I don't know, this may not work, but you want to go, I got invited to this stupid, you know, this music thing, you know, where they're, I don't know, it might be cool. Do you want to try that? I don't. And if they're like, I'd rather get to, maybe they'll be honest too and be like, I'd rather get to know you and in somewhere quiet and get a coffee. Okay, cool. Then let's get a coffee. We don't have to go to the music thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, like, would you ever do what they did in that movie, for example?
In Holiday?
Yeah, in Holiday, where they were
bring somebody,
like, designated person just to kill the holiday with.
No way.
No.
Like I said, my family is like super far away, so I don't get to see them often. I have to go there with them. Yeah, I mean, if I go see my family, I don't want to bring somebody that I don't care about. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's important.
If somebody were to do this, do you think there needs to be any like ground rules to it? Like, would you communicate with that person and say what this means? Like, I think in an ideal situation, which it never is, you know, you would at least have a talk and be like, hey, I need somebody to come with me to this Thanksgiving thing, but it doesn't mean more than what it looks like, you know, because a lot, you're close to your family. A lot of people aren't that close to their family and they almost like don't even want to spend time. So they're just thinking of like, hey, is there, or work party. Hey, I just need somebody to come with me so I don't look like a fucking loner, you know, here.
Yeah.
But I also don't want somebody to think this means more than it does.
Well, the key is you both have to be on the same page. The foundation of a relationship or the foundation of dating is communication. Period. Plain and simple. First date, second date, 10 years in, communication. Period. Plain and simple. Communication. Communication. Just talk. Figure it out. Oh, like, hey, I'm going to this, like, this event. Yeah. I'm going to this event. I just wanted, you know, it could be fun. I'm just, it's not that, it's, I'm not inviting you to meet all my family out the gate. Like, you know, we're not jumping into this thing right away. It's just something that could be fun if you want to do it. If not, we can go see John Wick 3 for the 8th time if you want. That's cool.
You saw John Wick for the first time and I was like, what is this?
You did? Oh, it's so good.
I think I just saw like number 3 randomly. Is there like a number 3? I didn't even watch them in order. I just randomly watched one and I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, well, you got to watch the first one first. Yeah. The third one, there's barely even dialogue. It's just.
Yeah, it's probably the one I watched and I was like, I don't get it.
It's so impressive though, because he does all those stunts and gun work himself. He trained like crazy for that.
Oh man.
It's crazy. So
it's Keanu Reeves, right? Again.
You gotta appreciate that action.
He's a
yeah.
cool guy. I mean, I don't know him. He just seems.
I heard nothing but good things about him.
Really? Yeah, that's nice to hear.
Everybody says he's such a nice guy.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
But let's remind ourselves that life is not a romantic movie.
Yeah. I mean, that shit doesn't exist.
And so, you know, I do think that if people are going to pick a holiday, let's say, then I don't know. What do you think about this, Vinny? If it were me, I would pick somebody that would like potentially get my parents off my back, but not. Like, they can't be good enough that my parents would fall in love with them. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
Because it's not a romantic comedy, right? Like, I'm not going to necessarily meet this, like, hot Australian or whatever and then just go, hey, come to this party and he's the complete package. And then my family is not only going, hey, we're happy for you, but also, like, marry this guy, you fucking idiot.
Right. Yeah. Totally. No, that's my family. If my family, my thing is, my family is always you know, they want me happy first, you know, pretty standard kind of thing. Like, if you're happy, we're happy. But
what a lame motto to have.
Dude, I'm like, how do I get happy, parents? Like, what's the secret there? Because, and if you're also looking for happiness in a relationship, that's not the answer either. You can't find it that way. But yeah, no, I mean, again, I think it's so important. My family's important to me. And if I brought somebody home, they would know, oh, is this serious? You know? Or I'd have to tell my family, it's not serious. I'm just bringing them home. Just, I don't know. Yeah, it's different for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, you know, in the situations where I was the people's holiday, and I've definitely been many people's holidays, I would say the big red flag was they were guys who liked me. And I think they thought bringing me to some, you know, personal kind of event would make me feel more for them. And it didn't. And sometimes they, you know, I don't remember ever having like a fight about it, but like, I know that guys were playing the long game. And to me, it's like, I don't think you should invite a holiday with an ulterior motive. Like, hey, I'm going to convince this person to like me, a long game, or for girls, something we call cool girl syndrome, right? Which is like, I'm going to go along with this thing and show them I'm so cool. And then eventually the guy will like me. He's going to see me kick it with his family and friends. And he's going to say, like, I'm so cool and I'm so likable. And he's going to want to be in a relationship. I just don't think you can do either of those long game situations.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All circumstantial. Where, what event are we going to? Is it your shitty job party that you're about to leave anyways? Is it your, you know, your the one time you see your parents during, you know, it's like everything's circumstantial. But that being said, I don't think I've ever been anyone's holiday. So what the heck?
What?
I've never been in town to even do it.
Right. You've always been home.
Mm-hmm.
But how have the holidays been for you when you were at home? Like, did your parents, like, is your family the type that kind of bugged you about your relationship status in the holidays, and how have you dealt with that?
So since I moved out here, my parents never really cared about, my family never cared about me needing to get in a relationship right away. They realized that I was chasing some dreams and it didn't mean to be with somebody. Now that I'm older, they're like, and they're getting older too. They really wanted me to find somebody. My mom got to a point where she's like, are you picky? Are you being too picky? And I'm like, no, I just like, I'm not going to just, you know, just because the pandemic happened, I'm not getting in a relationship, because people did that and were miserable too. Cause they've just settled with somebody that was the wrong one. It's like, so yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, now I think they just want me happy and find the right person. And I did bring my girlfriend daily to meet them. Not obviously the holidays haven't happened yet, but my family, my dad will meet her in 2 weeks.
Yay.
And my mom met her on my birthday, like did a show out there and then went to the beach.
Oh, so, yay. So what's happening?
So that part, yeah. But I think that's a serious thing.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely reiterate, because family is important to you. And, you know, like, I get that. I've never, I only had one person before my boyfriend now meet my family. And that wasn't by choice. It was because I got in a car accident and my parents came to take care of me. And he was
when
there.
What was that?
That was years ago. It was like 2015.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And so, like, he was there and I couldn't move. So they had to meet him. But it wasn't like by choice. I was just like, I can't move. And he wants to see me and you are here to take care of me. So,
okay. Oh, wow.
But no, my parents just met my boyfriend now. And that was like a proper, you know.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, they met him a long time ago on FaceTime, but in person, because we're from Canada. So it's
yeah,
long way away.
Nice.
But I feel like the holidays add a lot of pressure for some people. I think it's also culturally, because I don't know if in Indian culture, like Indian culture, we don't really have like date. Like we're not bringing dates to holidays unless that's like your fiance or, you know, your husband. Like we're not randomly bringing guys we're dating or people we're dating. So I think that is like a much more like American or North American kind of cultural thing. But how do you, like, what would you tell people, like how to navigate their families during this time and that feeling of like they're alone and they just want somebody to spend the holidays with?
Yeah, no, trust me. I've had a lot of lonely holidays, you know, like you ever go to a wedding and you're single and you see all these couples there and then you're staring at this happy couple that's just looking into each other's eyes and kissing and you're like, fucking fuck. Like, I don't want to be here. What am I, stuck in a rom-com like by myself?
I actually hated weddings and I would get anxiety looking at people getting married. And I was like, why would you do this big pomp and show for what? But in Indian culture, again, like aunties used to always come up and say to me, always, it was like a classic line. Like I'm standing there at a wedding as a single person and they'd go, I mean, but if you can't meet somebody, how can anybody meet somebody? And I'm like, right there, those two are getting married.
Yeah.
Clearly other people are meeting. It's fucking stupid.
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous.
But I used to really enjoy just holidays by myself. And look, it's all mindset and perspective, right? Like your holiday and your time should not be dictated by someone else. I'm in a relationship. My boyfriend's going back home for Christmas and I'm not going because I really am very, very tired and I just wanted to stay here. And I even said it to him. I said, hey, is it okay? Like, I'm not even going to go visit my family. I just need to stay put. And so that means we're having a holiday separately and I'm going to miss this person, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to have a great holiday because I fucking love Christmas. And I'm going to decorate the shit out of my house and I have awesome friends. I'm going to throw a thing. Like, and even if I sit by myself on like New Year's, I just don't have a mindset of that means something negative. Like I'm not making these correlations that this holiday is equal to my self-worth.
Yeah. If you enjoy you know, that time yourself and being alone. I actually did the same thing. I wasn't always lonely going away for a holiday thing. It was just, sometimes it was good to just not have to work and not have to like downtime, you know? I feel like holidays are also a time for everybody to just relax because things maybe slow down a little bit. I don't know. I could be totally wrong because Christmas stresses me the fuck out.
Oh my God. So. I love the holidays for that. I think it gets so quiet and I'm like, everybody's
well, does here.
Down. I'm like, go away.
Yeah. This town is a ghost.
Ugh, I love the holidays. I'm like.
In LA you're saying?
No, everywhere. Even when I go home in Toronto, like, yeah, there are things to do, but I just don't feel stressed. I just enjoy eating and sitting at home and watching movies and being trapped in a snowstorm if I'm lucky, you know?
It is fun. That is fun.
I love it.
It is fun.
And I love when it gets quiet here too in LA. Like I drive on the streets on Thanksgiving. I'm like, there's nobody.
Oh, so nice. I usually don't go away for Thanksgiving. I stay Thanksgiving here. It is nice.
Yeah.
Are we just old bitter people?
I don't know. Yeah, probably are.
Go away, people. Go away.
Find yourself a holiday. Have more fun. No. So yeah, I think people should just follow some, like create some ground rules for yourselves. And like Vinny is saying, communicate.
Oh yeah. Just communicate.
Yeah.
You can work through anything. Just communicate. That's all.
Well, on that note, Vin, thank you for That's being it, on huh? this episode. That's it. You're done. You're cut off.
Oh man, I wish she keeps cutting me short. Next episode, she's having me on for 5 minutes, guys.
Just gets less and less every time.
All right, what's going on in your daily life? That's enough time. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Vinny, we always love having you on the show. You just did 6 questions in the last episode. So guys, go back and listen to his new answers because they have changed from the last time. I always love asking those because I hope people listening kind of think back to think of their answers and like how it's changed. Vinny, how can everybody find you on social media and in life if you want?
My name is Vinny. My last name is Fastline. There's no T, Fastline. I'm on all the social medias. I took a little hiatus, but I'm coming back strong, baby. And Vinny Fastline, at Vinny Fastline, all the stuff.
Love it. Guys, follow him. All of this will be in the description of our episode. We are also on social media. Follow us at Kinda Dating across the board. I'm at Natasha Chandel on Instagram, Natasha.Chandel on TikTok, Natasha_Chandel on Twitter. Aisha is at Aisha Says Dance. Thanks so much for downloading this episode. If you could please tell a friend, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, we would be so grateful. Also, send us your dating stories and thoughts to kindadating@gmail.com. Finally, I know it seems tough out there, but just try. Till next time. Kinda Dating is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. Kinda Dating is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Natasha Chandel. Aisha Holden is my co-host. Adam Pineless and Karina Uribe are producers. Our opening music is composed by Joe Lorenzetti, and our logo and graphics are by Jenna Yannick and K. Daniel Ellis.